This is how much we know about movies. We just, this, if you want a raw review of movies, you're getting it right here, because we don't know shit.
Dad!
Oh, fuck, I don't know, man. Is that like nostalgia purposes for kids these age?
Well, I don't give a shit. I don't care.
Forget that, Pop.
Fine, I'll Google it. Through the magic
of podcasting.
I mean,
you don't have to Google it. I'm just saying, you just take it out.
No, no.
Not bring it out, or just be better prepared.
Now I'm gonna shut your fucking mouth.
I am your father.
Man, sometimes I wish, like, things would stay at a simpler time mentality.
Welcome to the Two Dads Review Podcast.
I wish whatever they wanted to do with all of their other goddamn apps, they would just invest the time in fucking Hangouts and just be like, here it like, is.
It's all we've ever known. Just update Hangout. You know, that's just it. Like, the Hangouts, like, user interface, especially on the computer, has not changed in at least 5 years. So just update that. Make it look prettier. I don't care. Everybody's already there. Why would you care about... You've already tried Duo. You've already, you know, it just doesn't fucking make any sense to me.
Yeah, like, I don't want to go to three different things to do the shit. Like, I just want to open my fucking thing up and be like, yo, I want to chat with him real quick. Or no, right? I want to push this fucking video button and talk to his goddamn face real quick and be done with it. I don't even need the fucking phone icon. Like, if I am not video chatting with him, I am strictly fucking texting. Otherwise, I have a phone. I will just fucking call on the phone plan I'm already on.
Right. Damn it.
Nerve damage pain. Grumpy at everything.
Yeah, man. Shit. What's up with your fucking innards?
Fucking no rhyme or reason, dude. Like, I just, Thanksgiving rolled around and I wasn't feeling like bad or anything, but I also wasn't like super hungry, but that's also not really not normal, right?
Right.
You know, like,
for you.
I eat small, like, that's it. There's no, like, extras with me now. I'm like, I can't do it, dude. I got nowhere to fucking put it, and it makes me sick. I really do, because it looks fucking delicious, believe me, but it's made me so bad and so fucking sick for so long. I just wanted a pill or a liquid shot I could just shoot down the back of my throat now. Like, fuck, man. But yeah, it just started hurting. Like, just hurts. Like, not nauseous feeling, not like, oh, I'm gonna throw up or anything, but it was like
just pain.
Yeah, like, it just hurts, like, and it's like an annoyance, and I can like I can definitely tell when it's either like closed way too fucking tight, because that's most of the time when it like hurts, and that's like, and then I can tell when it's like, hey, I'm just gonna like hang open, like if you put air in a bag and then like slowly watch it like seep out, but kind of still be full at the same time because I'm not getting compressed, like it's just there. Yeah. I'm like, you motherfucker,
I hate you, stomach. Why you gotta do this to me?
It's like, geez, like, today I literally was like, I may go talk to the doctors about that pacemaker shit. Like, I'm at the point now where I'm like, I don't wake up nauseous. So, like, that part's cool. Like, food and stuff, I've got pretty much, like, sorted out. Nothing hurts me. It's just this thing's not working properly. If you put that pacemaker in me, will it take care of like that weird, I'm hung open and like closing? And the doctor's like, yes, I will be like, oh, give me 24 hours. We may be booking that, man. I got to really think about, am I ready? Do I want to go under the knife?
Pacemaker, where does it go? Not for your heart.
No, it's essentially, the only reason it's called a pacemaker because it does the same thing. So like, it would go down there and where the pacemaker.
It would open up.
The pacemaker device or whatever electrode insert would go to that and basically make it function right. Like, it would get its electrode rhythm the way it needs to fucking be, and however that shit goes down, right? And I'm like, I mean, I know they don't cut you wide open like they used to, because that's all I remember about is pacemaker horror stories, right? Like, you know, kind of thing. And I'm like, maybe it's like, you know, pretty easy surgery, but like a minor inconvenience for me kind of thing. You know, I'm not saying like a full blown like knee surgery kind of shit that my dad's going through, but like, hey, don't go play basketball or jump the fuck up and down. Cool. Got it. No problem. Video games it is. We're good.
Yeah, right.
And then honestly, dude, like, like today I was thinking about it. I was like, man, if the doctor's like, yes, that would fix what we think is the problem. Like, I'm at the point now where I would consider it. Like, I'm just like, I can't. The bouts are just ungodly. You know, I'm like, ah, it's time to take that gamble, I feel like. And, like, I don't want to be doing this for the next 60 fucking years, maybe, you know, if, like, I'm cursed to live that long.
If I'm cursed to live that long. Oh, man, it's funny.
God, yeah, dude, I would never want to be that fucking old, man. Like, because I know my, like, I know, like, I'm not going to be a good 80. Like,
right,
the
right.
Beatus is going to fuck me in some way, and I'm just going to be at that point, like, could have died 20 years ago. Like, this shit sucks.
I could have got out on top.
Yeah. Could have been looking good, feeling good, just fucking, I don't know, got my head cut off by, like, a thing that fell off of something somewhere. Just random happenstance. All right, so Star Trek.
I mean, you just watched it. I just rewatched it a second ago. Did we literally last week say he better not ask Tilly to be first officer?
You may have.
I feel like one of us may have said that last week. And I'm not sure.
I mean,
I don't know
why we would have said that, though. Like, why would we have said
that? Well, we love her.
Yeah, I know. So, like, why would we have been like, all right, Michael got downgraded? Because you hate Michael.
No, you're right. You know, you're right, because, no, let's demote you. If you were to watch this, if you were to watch these episodes back to back, like the episode before this and this one back to back, it was, you're a bad, bad person.
Hey.
You're a bad person, shame on you, and then literally not 2 minutes later, like, and Michael is the only one who can do this for us, like, within minutes of each other, if you were to watch them back to back. I'm like, you're telling me there's not, like, I mean, I understand, like, the Spock thing, but it's not like the unification happened yesterday. It's been some time, so it could just, if we just sit, I mean, it's like, Michael is the key to it all.
And yeah, but you, I mean, like, the Spock thing is just, like, I mean, one, it's just a throwback, and then two, it's, like, really, 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 really to hammer home the point of how, like, unique and... like, just, I'm better than all of the Vulcans and all of the Romulans combined. Like, right. That's basically what that was. It was like, hey, and again, it's humans are awesome, because why is Spock unique?
Right, he's half human. Like, because right. It's the human side, baby.
Yeah,
because
we can mate
now?
With anything in space.
Right. Thank God all the bipedal aliens have their wangs where they're supposed to be. You know?
One hopes. Right. Like, could you imagine going in and, like, I don't know, like, I don't know if anybody's drawn up any pictures or anything, but you imagine just, like, homeboy walks in and, like, throws his pants down, and there is a penis-looking thing at first. So you're like, all right, I can work with that. But then, like, tentacles come out of, like, his toes or whatever, and it's like, I'm pleasuring you. This is how I impregnate you. And you're like, oh, dude, homeboy, you're, like, stupid hot in the right light, but banging in the dark is a no-go, my man.
All I ever think about is the Men in Black line where he's like, quick, he's a Balchinian. And he pulls
the guy's
thing.
Yeah, dude, that shit makes me laugh every fucking time. I think so. I don't know who I brought that up to the other day. I brought that up within the last 6 months easily. And I made that comment, and the other end of the line just was dead. Like, they had no idea what movie I was talking about, like, where it was from. I was like, I talked to you a lot, and, like, just now finding this out. Okay. All right.
That's why you and I are special. That's why you'll never have anything else like this. Don't ever leave me. So yeah, no, Mike. Okay, so okay, let's we'll go to Michael in a minute, but Tilly, we'll go over the whole Tilly thing. You and I love that character, completely love that character. You and I, I mean, she's the okay of all the other characters we know or don't know. She's the only pick for first officer when it comes to, like, the actors that we see on screen all the time. You can't see Stamets can't be on the bridge because he's got to be in the goddamn chamber. Culber's medical. He's not command. Anybody else on the bridge are all peons besides Burnham. And then, I mean, that's it. And Tilly's our other one that we love. So you know, Saru's whole, like, explanation to her as to why he chose her could be applied to every single person on the bridge or, honestly, on the starship. The entire Discovery.
Yeah, yeah. That's like you one of traveled those
930
where...
years into the future, like, so did every fucking everybody else.
Yeah, but I mean, it's kind of like Tilly's always like that. I don't know. Okay, well, how do we put this? Like, this version of Tilly? Because we've seen, like, super badass, like, I will rip your fucking face off, Tilly. And you're like, damn, homie. I'm like, all right. And then we've seen her, like, be authoritative and kind of, you know, the leader in charge when called for in situations. Like, she just, you know, takes control. But
well, she's not whole... afraid to say what needs to be said.
Yeah. But her, the whole,
most of the time,
like...
with her, it's emotional. Go ahead.
Well, this, like, she's doing this whole, like, this whole episode, and, like, even her, like, stares off into space were weird this episode. It was like, I know, I guess she was sad about Michael. I don't know, I guess maybe, like, I understood it was big, you know, we almost watched her cry a couple times, but, like, I didn't think it was gonna, like, run the whole course of, like, the episode, you know. There was this, it was just Tilly, like, it's one thing when she's, like, the... cutesy kind of like, oh, me, you know, kind of thing, like, really. But this was just this weird, like, I know she felt undeserving, but the way it was displayed was, like, just not Tilly-esque to me. And I don't think it was, to me, it wasn't because of, like, Michael or because it was such a big deal. I just think she was acting like the actor was acting as her, like, weird that day. Like, I just I don't know, like, it was like, hey, I need you to act like you don't want this job, but you know you're deserving. And, like, the tone came just, like, fucking wrong. I don't know.
Yeah, there was, so before she's ever asked, like, to go back to the fact that she does find the strength to say what needs to be said in most situations, like, her dressing down of Michael in all the way that she possibly could as Tilly, when she was like, no, that's my call. Mm-hmm. You don't keep shit from me. You tell me and let me handle it my way. Let me handle what you're about to do my way. You didn't give me that choice. And if you had died, you're my best friend, you're my roomie, and you just go off and do some dumb shit, and now I don't have you anymore, and didn't even get a chance to, like, say, see you on the other side or nothing. So, I mean, that was good. But you're right. As soon as she got hit with the question, her tone shifted.
And, like, I didn't get it.
And you know this. In a standard military structure, this would never happen. You are 4 to 5 ranks below the rank you need to be a first officer. Even just acting. We've seen through Starfleet, we've seen commanders, and we've seen lieutenant commanders. So, like, either you're almost to make commander, so may as well make you first officer, or you've shown yourself to be well enough and you just haven't gotten promoted yet, type thing. But you're not going to put an ensign because that messes the entire chain of command up. And now, Starfleet is a little more touchy-feely, loosey-goosey when it comes to, like, who's in charge. Because, like she said to Stamets, I outrank you in position only. It would not be, I'm not getting promoted to commander from ensign, you know? Mm-hmm. But it's... And so I think, and I'm glad that her reaction to Saru was pretty much all the questions I would immediately pop in my head.
No, the questions were good. Like, it just was like the I don't know, like the really, really, like, undeserving, like, tone she kind of put on with it. I was like, I mean, I could get it being like, oh, damn, man, like, I just got promoted. But it was like, she, like, I don't know, man, like, that. Her whole character was, like, weird. Like, even when she, did the, like, announcement at the end, you know, where everybody was like, yeah, say yes. Like, I don't know. Like, even that was just, like, it. Like, homegirl must have been sick on set that day. It was like, I'm pushing through it, man. Like, we'll do it. Whatever. I don't know. Tilly wasn't Tilly to me into the Tilly situations. Right.
Yeah, I mean, I do see where you're going with that. I don't know the direction. Like, I don't have any sort of insight into, like, what the director said to her. I didn't
read
anything about that.
I would hope
that.
Someone's paying us.
You're like, wow, there you go. Yeah, right. We'll take a sponsor anytime now. but yeah, I don't. she played it like someone who's an ensign being offered a command position should play it, who hasn't done anything the way it's supposed to happen. She knows that while, okay, honestly, while the bridge crew's cool, she's never going to be, you can't, like, and also there's something that may be going on in her, in the character's head, is that as soon as you take that mantle, that position, you don't have any friends anymore. So, like, you're, like, the people you get to chill with, like, so she wasn't, she so possibly, maybe she wasn't just seeing this opportunity as what it was, but also what it's going
to
kill.
I think that's why, like, she wanted to know the why me and everything. I get that. Like, I don't think it wasn't a light thought. She wasn't just going to be like, yeah, I'm Tilly, fuck it, let's do it. I don't think that was it, but I don't know, dude. It was like someone was pulling her hair, like, right before every fucking scene, and she just was, like, went out, like, angry and sad because it hurt and, like, wouldn't fucking go away. And to me, that is not how Tilly has ever processed anything. And I get it. Everybody's been shook up from the travel, but everybody's already had their little, we're in the future shit moment, right? Like, that's all been hashed out unless it's one of those, like, little is she sick thing, right? Like, homegirl with the glasses. And then, she wasn't even in the episode today.
Giorgio, yeah.
Yeah,
she's
Giorgio.
She's going to be episode next week,
yeah,
though.
Next one. Yeah, you saw her fucking spasm out. That was weird.
Right.
And it was like the fucking Pepsi polygon guy, like, fucking twitching the shit out.
Max Headroom?
Yeah!
Way to show I'm fucking your age. Old.
I'm like, oh, I'm on the cusp of, but I was so young. But you're like, your 4 years helps that memory right there.
Got it. So, overall, with Tilly, I understand it. It's going to add a level to the storytelling that will be, I believe, overall a bonus, just because she will have so many, we'll have to learn with her, which will be kind of cool. Except, well, we got 5 more episodes, so there's plenty of time, because they did end up wrapping up some of the loose ends this episode, which was nice, i.e. Burnham's mom, which honestly, I don't know if you kind of felt it this episode, because this is probably the first time in, like, the history of you watching a Starfleet show that you went, like, oh, shit, I know that from another show. Like, I know that from, you know, when they brought up the Co-op Malat, I know you had to, like, remember from Picard, like, who they were.
Yeah, vaguely.
At least,
like,
the name, vaguely.
Like, the name, I was like, that sounds familiar. And then, like, when I saw the outfit, I was like, oh, yeah, the old, like, secret ninja nun people. Yeah. I got it.
See,
yeah, like, it's like my way. Like, it'll never be, like, the terminology. Like, if I ever went to a convention, I would, like, be the dude that kind of dresses as, like, one of them. Because I'm like, I don't really remember what he completely looks like. And I'm this guy. And it would just be like, the what you see is what you get version. And then, like, it would just be like, oh, blue man with pointy ears. Got it. It's like a cheap spot.
Got it.
Understood.
Well, the worst part was, is that I did not even think her mother up until she pulled the veil, because I was like, okay, because for a minute I'm like doing math. I'm like, okay, how far was Picard from this episode? How long do Vulcans live? They have a longer lifespan than humans, but it's not that much long. I'm like, who the fuck could this be? And then it was her mom, and I was like, okay, you know what? Honestly, that completely makes sense, because nothing else would have. And the way they were talking about her, like, this particular one is taking an interest in you, and I'm like, who? They're all fucking dead. We don't know who it is. So why?
Yeah,
are you
like when she said that, and she was like, and I think you would have a particular interest in her, and they, like, cocked their head. I was like, mom. Like,
I mean,
it's the only person it could have been, you know, like. Right.
I mean,
no one else knows her.
The only thing else it could have been is some sort of, like, well, no, Spock didn't have any kids. I say that with an inflection. No, he didn't have any kids anywhere ever. So, I you know, it could have been some
relative. Yeah, they could have pulled out a distant relative. But I'm just saying, the way this show's going, she's been looking for mom. And then all of a sudden, the homeland that you spent some time in, that your mom left you in, that got a new name. And, like, once you just slap it out from the outside, you're like, huh, that was mom right on real fucking thick. Okay.
It makes complete sense. And honestly, it was a quick, simple, partial. I mean, the episode didn't have to focus on it. It wasn't even, in fact, it wasn't a focus of the episode. It was the thing that moved the episode along, but it wasn't this like, oh, I found my mom. There was like the quick hug at the beginning where they're crying and that's nice. And then there was like the mom-daughter talk at the very end on her, in her quarters, which mm-hmm. was like, you'll always know where to find me, which is the first time she's ever been able to say that to her daughter, you know, or yeah. first time in the recent future past. I don't know. Anyways, so it's like it was done very, I think.
No, it was cool. Like
it was elegant.
It wasn't like one of those like, oh, fuck, that's mom. And then some weird love fest or, you know, just one of those really cheesy episodes that really doesn't need to happen. Like this was it was a cool aspect. It was like, mom's going to be open and honest with you. And then, by the way, at 30 or whatever you are right now, Michael, I don't know, like you just got fucking parented as well. you know, like
you're never too old to be parented. Yeah. Right. But yeah, it didn't hurt. It didn't take away from the plot, and it didn't waste the entire episode finding and retrieving her mother or figuring out that string, which was the biggest worry we had, because it took us five episodes to get to Starfleet. It took us another episode without the Discovery doing anything, with Burnham going off on her jaunt to get Book back with them and to get the other piece of this. So there's been a few episodes that have kind of, you know, one whole episode was just to get rid of Nan and you know, do a couple little things, but nothing major. And it's like, you know, we're past the halfway point, and we can't waste any more episodes. But wrapping up one of those storylines is good. I do like that. Once again, Starfleet has to explain Discovery, which is supposed to be like top secret. You know, we keep blabbing about how the fuck we keep getting places, but, you know, only, you know, Saru made a point. It's the only way they could, you know, say, hey, they're going to be there. Look up. Like, they're there. Like, you know, they had to explain it, but it's like, this is not going to stay a secret very long, which I don't think is going to become a huge issue this season, but it will become one later on. Once again, if we don't travel back in time to stop the burn, which I really, really, really think that we're leaning towards, I think we're doing it. I'm sorry. I'm going to say it. I'm making a stand right now.
Nope. We're not going back in time. We're not going into back in the future fucking time. We're not going to future back time. We're not even going to go to fucking sideways parallel time. We're not doing any of that shit. What's going to happen is there's going to be a new big bad in space. Mm-hmm. And it's whatever caused this shit. And it was, the whole point was to get rid of the Federation. And I hope they really don't do like homeboy in the middle that was all like 100% Vulcan. Like, I really hope he's not just like some sleeper cell for some agency of the Vulcanism that was like, aha, fuck all you bitches.
Because at least on the preview for next week, they find the origin of where the burn started from the data.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I know you're right.
But I'm just saying, like, we don't know who or what it is. So, like, I'm hoping it's not just like one of those things. It is. There was somebody else that went, I have to get rid of the Federation. Mm-hmm. People need to become isolated again for me to do what I want to do.
Right.
And, like, that is what I hope. And then I hope they don't go, well, the only way to solve it is, like,
back in time.
Oh, yeah. Fuck. No. No, yeah, like, mean, just start least, where you're at and rebuild. Like, it right, sucks. People die.
Yeah, the only problem is you don't have dilithium. So either figure out the SB-19 technology, the space portals, or whatever they're going
to
be called.
I think that is going to be part of the remedy to this whole thing, is that mm-hmm. That's why we got the data, because mm-hmm. Michael's going to pass
they
it
have
off,
a bunch
and then,
of geniuses
and then our crack crew of fucking people are going to be like, oh, yeah, you guys just didn't put a decimal here and you forgot to round up this 5. Duh.
Duh.
Right? Then we go fix that shit, because go humans. Oh, fuck everything in space. I love it. I love it, dude. It's like, you Trek people don't realize like how fucking dominant you guys are like, oh, we got all these aliens and shit. But you know who is out there like doing all this shit? Where was home base? Earth. Like,
right. One of the latest technology people to get warp travel. Vulcans have had it for hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years. And Earth shows up, throws one ship into space. We're like, we're going to run this whole motherfucker.
Yes.
Watch us expand. And we're going to fuck everything.
We just had first contact and we went, oh, we're boss now. Thank you.
We got our penises exactly where they need to be. Yes.
Get your weird toe dicks out of here.
Oh, Jesus. That's going to get cut for a clip. Oh, man. Yeah, so that's Michael's, the courtroom scene. I do, so I went back and watched Unification 1 and 2 just to, in case they were going to tie it real close to what happened in the first two episodes.
Dude, it is amazing.
TNG.
The amount of work you put in this, more so than I do.
That's blatantly apparent. Like, every
episode. I
know, episode.
But it was like, you're like, I watched 4 hours worth of movies in between. Like,
I do what I can, man. I do what I can. And that so happens to be back research, watching reviews of other people in case I miss something.
I'm like,
you just watch it and show the fuck up.
I'm like, I didn't remember Giorgio's name until you fucking said it this episode. Because I was like, oh, what is it? Spy lady who's like super bad at, like, I cannot remember the fucking names.
Look, man, you've given me the gift to fill in the spaces whenever I'm talking with somebody. Oh, shit. Okay. All right. You good?
Yeah.
You good?
Yeah.
How's your stomach? It all right?
Everything good? Man. Everything's all right now. it's like that bad feeling I think is finally worn off. And I'm like, cool. I'm feeling right again a little bit. But it's probably just because I'm talking to another adult.
Possibly.
That's not work related.
Yeah, right. Half of those aren't adults anyways. Don't worry about it. But yeah, so watching Unification 1 and 2, just to kind of go back to the... So for you, who hasn't seen it before, Spock goes undercover, goes on to Romulus, and starts connecting with a group of Romulans that are kind of trying to spur the idea of rejoining with the Vulcans type thing. And, you know, the government kind of finds out, and there's some backstabby, you know, clandestine shit. Picard goes down to help. He's in, like... He has to, like... Hitch a ride in a Klingon ship, all done up, and he's in Romulan makeup and all ears and forehead ridges and looking all Romulan, him and Data, which is where, because, so number one, I love seeing Leonard Nimoy in this episode. I think that was fantastic. I think it was done in a tactful, classy way, the way they didn't try to do like a 3D fucking render of him. He didn't talk to Michael.
It was just, here's some old it was footage, just, man. Yeah.
Yeah, it was from Picard's personal log, which is kind of cool because it really means that Data records everything he sees, and they were pulling that from Data's recordings because Data was there too. So that's the only way they could have that actual video of it in canon, in story. So I thought that was done really well. It was kind of emotional. It sucks that Leonard Nimoy is not with us anymore. That was crazy. Another shout out and tribute. They've been doing tributes because sadly, like, a lot of people have died in the past few years that dealt with Star Trek. And so one of the ships, the last black box that Burnham retrieved, one of the ones that she retrieved was the USS Yelchin, which is Anton Yelchin. Is the actor that played Chekhov, and yeah. So that one actually flew by me in the first watching. I didn't put two and two together because I was just trying to like listen to. I mean, I just didn't listen like that. So that was a neat little tribute, but a lot of good little points. And honestly, I do kind of like sometimes it's cool to step back from the action a little bit and like do one of the courtroom drama or the big. "Quote unquote talky episodes where everybody's just talking at each other because there's a lot of good stuff that can happen and her attempt to she goes in there so like there's no reason you shouldn't give this to me. I backed your president into a fucking corner. Honestly, like the fact that Saru's like still surprised when she does shit like this is hilarious to me because it's like you brought Burnham. She's gonna do whatever it takes, including I know fucking Vulcan. I graduated from the Vulcan Science Academy, so I have an entire list of shit that I can do that none of y'all even know that I can do. And thank God that they still... And honestly, what were they going to do? Like, just go away? The president literally said, no, you're not getting it. I'll just observe your spore drive as you as the door hits you on the ass on the way out. Like, fucking leave. So what... I mean, Saru can get kind of uppity and like, I'm sorry she put you in this position, but no... Your inability to even have a discussion with us, put me in a position of putting burden in your face, who will do anything to get what she wants. So, you know, there was a little bit on Burnham there, but she ended up getting it. So, I mean, it's, you know, that's good. It's going to help them along the way. But, you know, it was a neat little court. It wasn't the standard, like, courtroom thing. And so bringing in the absolute candor stuff, which I still think it's a weird fucking term. But, you know, we knew it from Picard, so we know we had to use it. And her mom, like, making sure that she broke down exactly why she's being the way she's being, and the fact that she's, you know, standing up there lying to them practically because she's not letting them know exactly. You know, it's not, none of the stuff she does is about her, or no, none of the stuff she does is about the Federation. She, as Book pointed out at the beginning, has the, and Spock has told her, she takes the weight of everything on herself. So, she wants to solve the burn for her because it's her problem. She doesn't see it as anybody else's problem but hers. So, and when she finally admits that, you know, and even though, you know, the three council people there said fucking no, the president's like, no, okay, you're cool. Here you go. You can have it.
Well, I mean, they didn't really say no. Like, at the end, they were about to go to war because fucking...
They're all trying to...
They were
to,
like, yeah. Two of them were like, yeah, give her this shit. Help us figure this out. And homeboy was like, no. And by the way, y'all can't keep your own shit in control. So what the right. fuck is up? Like, right?
Right, so Burnham and then, so
Michael
saying,
was like... I mean, honestly, I think Michael did a good thing there. She was like, all right, fuck it.
I don't need it that bad.
I figured it out then. Like, I'm gonna... Obviously, in this whole thing, one thing has become clear... I am going to do this no matter what. I think this will, and her boyfriend calls her out on it. You know, a true believer, and mm-hmm. She's a true believer, and this is probably like the first Star Trek like fanatic. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, she is a person that was rescued by the fleet and. Honestly, I think if you look at this from like an outside lens and not just like, hey, Trek's doing cool, good shit, you get this, you can never break me from not believing that Star Trek and the fleet and all I know about this is perfect and right and like, there's no wrong, you know? Like, even mm-hmm. if Admiral Homeboy comes out and he's like, man, we blew all these motherfuckers up and put a timestamp on delay on this shit. She will be like, it is one person that did this. Like, it is not the overall arching umbrella of this. We'll just clean it up. We'll just clean right. it up. And the idea is still there. Yeah, and like, that's cool when everybody is like, yay, the idea, right? Like, it. But she's like on this like just hell-bent path no matter what with it.
Right. And time and time again, if you come to her with a statement... You better have the proof for that. So mm-hmm. that's her fanaticism is that, okay, great. You told me, now show me. If you can't show me, I'm going to go figure out and verify what you said was true. And if it's not, I'm going to hold you accountable for it.
Yeah.
And the fact that the Federation let the Klingon Empire, not Klingon, excuse me, the Vulcan Empire, like the Vulcan people believe that they caused the burn or let them continue without trying to do any more investigation because we don't have the time. I'm having a hard time like completely believing that we're seeing all of Starfleet, all of the Federation right now. Like I don't know if you know if they are nefarious like we had speculated.
Well, yeah, like what if the big bad is like the other side of the Federation, right?
Exactly. Like if there's two halves.
Yes, like there was a split in the faction or whatever.
It's funny you bring that up because we talked about the Vedraish was a term they used early on in the season And it's a term they used in Calypso, the short trek, about when Discovery was sitting in the one that we've referenced for this whole season because of the time change. Mm-hmm. And the Vedraish is the Federation, according to, like, producers and shit. So whether or not there was a Starfleet, a Federation split where you had, like, the good and the bad went their separate ways and did what they needed to do, like, I don't know. So we may end up finding out that, especially since you see a lot of the Andorians, the Vulcans, they all pull, those are all original founding members of the Federation, and they've all pulled out of the Federation. They're both out, because the Andorians are out fucking around the Orions, and we learned this time that when the Vulcans and Romulans came together, the Romulans wanted to stay in the Federation, and the Vulcans were like, nah, peace out, like, we're done with this stuff. So maybe, like I said, I thought we had put the Starfleet as the bad, could be the bad guy thing to bed, but, you know, and the Admiral still is letting her investigate. Now, whether or not he thinks it's like some misplaced person from 1,000 years ago who's not going to figure it out because they're old and stupid, which is dumb, which is a dumb way to think. But if that's his thinking, he's like, yeah, go ahead, do your research. Like, you're not going to figure it out. Or if there's another half, like you said, that could be doing that. That, I have a feeling, will reveal itself shortly.
Yeah, and I think if it's one of those things too, it's, I don't want to do it, but it's going to be like a Star Wars thing.
It's okay. You can compare the two. No judgment here.
Well, no, because I don't know of another.
So what Star Wars thing? Like light side, dark side type thing?
Yeah, but not like that. What I'm talking, like, the bad guy is only one or two or three people. It's one of these things where they're like, I had to get rid of the Federation so I could build up, like, my side with their believers. It wasn't just, like, kind of like the Vulcans and the Romulans. It wasn't like, hey, we were cool one day, and then all of a sudden we went, meow, like that. I don't think it'll be one of those things, but I think it will be whatever the big bad is got something on the Federation in some way, shape, or form that is, like, I think it's one of those things where it could, like, look bad. But I also think the writers would clean it up to where all the pieces aren't being shown. So this, like, one side over here is only reading, like, half of the fucking page kind of thing, right? Mm-hmm. And it's like, oh, by the way, it said, read all the instructions first. So you've been barking like a dog for 10 minutes. Yeah, you dumb fuck.
Right.
Right.
And what if it turns out that the burn was caused to save people? I mean, we know it killed millions because it blew a bunch of starships. But what if we find out that the burn was an act of good?
What if the whole, like, Queen and Saru conversation about, you know,
needs of the many outweigh the needs of the few?
Yeah, and then, but her kind of tack of, yeah, well, after we had one of these, we learned how to just get rid of old folklore and kind of bullshitty stuff on the side and, you know, euphemisms and whatnot, and you just really get down to it. So, again, like, that's why I was like, man, I hope it's not that, like, 100% Vulcan dude who was like, hey, Vulcans peaced out of the Federation, and then was like, we need to get rid of the Federation because they are so stretched out now that, like, my people are dying. Mm-hmm. And which, in turn, though, in the grand scheme of pure logical thinking, he's looking at everybody going, everybody is going to die soon. Like, just, we're not able to take care of each other. So if I get rid of the Federation, we isolate, we rebuild, la, 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 la. You know, like, honestly, that's what sparked my whole, like, homeboy in the middle who just looked even more pissed off for a normal fucking Vulcan. Like, damn, dude. Like
he was logical and had to take a shit and couldn't go right now.
Yeah. And, like, he was trying to, like, eat you with his eyeballs at the same time. Like, it was just weird. Like homeboy was like, I don't like looking at you. Like, that's what that felt like, you know?
Well, you may have something going there, because you're right. They didn't bring up the fact and the data that she gave Saru, saying that when the burn happened, the Federation was at its peak, and it had grown so big that it was a literal drain on the resources. They were already having a dilithium shortage before the burn even happened.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then,
you know, and plus when he was like, What the fuck did he say? You just said something that made, damn it, that sparked a thought. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
And it goes back to the statement made earlier by Book that even the Gorn destroyed 2 light years of subspace. So they may have done that to prevent something that the Federation kept, you know, to kill the expansion, because when it comes to warp travel, if you have no subspace, you can't travel at warp. The whole point of warp travel is that you create a bubble, slip into subspace, and can travel faster than light. That's how, dumbing it down, that's pretty much what it was. So you destroy that area of subspace for 2 light years, you got to putz your ass through there. You know what I'm saying? So we've had numerous things. You know, the Vulcans were trying to find another, you know, the Federation was trying to find another faster than light travel option, the portals and stuff.
That's what it was when the guy was said, I'll tell you that 100% that the origin traces to here. And Michael's like, we have different, or he doesn't say here, he said Vulcans are responsible or something like that. Mm-hmm. I don't think he said like their location. And I got to listen to it again now, but that was when I was like, dude, we're going to get some weird, like, we had a super good Vulcan, right, and Spock, and everybody was like, oh, man, these guys are cool, like, they're hanging around, and now we're going to get, like, the complete counter-fucking-opposite of him, who's like, yeah, all that hard work? Fuck that
out
bullshit.
Out the window.
Yeah.
Right. We'll see.
And that could be with the bigger story, because then you get the whole, like, Saru talking to the king, queen, princess, president. Lady, and fucking, she was like, I'd like to have our conversations again.
Were they getting like, googly eyes going?
I think
I'm
a little
saying.
Bit too, man. Like, I'm like, yo, Saru's rocking around that, like, 7'2" over there, so everybody's fucking swooning for him.
That's right.
But, like, the whole thing was, you know, they used to share their data and information with us first, like, and then we would go do cool stuff because they were always ahead of us, pretty much, right? You know, and they were just being nice for the most part. I wonder if we figure out the clandestine thing, right? And we rebuild that relationship that then lets us get that really cool data that they've been holding on to, because she was even like, how did you guys get past our deep satellites? So they're pinging something out fucking in deep space, like, more so than anybody else, right? You know, not saying that no other people can't go, like, certain, but it looks like their shit was doing far better than anybody else's in the vicinity.
Yeah,
so
long range,
you know,
scanners at least working.
Gets the way to rebuild the Federation with cleaning house as well.
Yeah. It's...
But I hope I'm completely wrong about all of it.
I hope it all idea. Surprises me, and it's amazing, and it's why we're not writing for Hollywood. Right, exactly.
Oh, no, my stories are fucking good, man. Like, people would watch this shit. Like,
right.
It just wouldn't be a whole lot of, I didn't see it coming.
Yeah. Let's see, other than that, like you said, the say yes scene was awkward for Tilly, but it was, I liked the way Michael came in and she's like, did I miss the whole say yes bit? Dang it. You know, like, that was cute. We got to see Stamets use the spore drive for the first time with his new gel inserts or whatever it is. And
oh, yeah.
For being as comfortable as it should be, I'm like, why would you make him rock his wrists that far forward to make that shit work? I was like, that seems real uncomfortable. I realize it's a quick jump, but dang, right? So that was...
I guess you just gotta, like...
He's not in there very long. It's a quick
jump.
Well,
for that and just for TV purposes, you know, like...
I'm going
forward. We gotta make it do something. Make him just stick his hand in goo and stand there, right? Like, I'm going forward, guys.
I mean, we used to just stick shunts in his arms and he would just go. We don't know what it does.
Yeah, but at least then he was, like, on a fucking bed and there was, like, a process. Like, he would, like, zone the fuck out, right? Like, he was,
right.
Like, because he wasn't one with the thing.
Yeah, no, I kind of need, I do need old girl to step up here. Old Trill, human Trill person to step up here. And use her brain and figure this shit out with them when they start doing the research on the data next week. Should be a lot of science talk next week to figure out what's going on, and then some action
I think Trill Homegirl's gonna help out, like, anytime there is any, like,
gap in knowledge.
Yes, pretty much. Yep. And I was like, in the time gap continuum that exists, like, she is going to be the filler.
She really is. I mean, to be honest with you, she's
she literally is that.
She you know, is I mean, that. She
yeah. But for writing purposes, when we get to these weird, you know, things like when they change the name of their planet or something like that. Like, if she was standing there, she would have been like, "Oh yeah," and blah 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 blah, because like fucking, you know, the old parasite would have been like, "Well, from the root of my index,
scroll
here
through
it
that
is.
Rolodex. Yeah, here we right? go. Let me get this."
I wonder if he's like in there, like, what was that movie where the aliens, like, came in the butts and they like burrowed in like to your mind, and it's like a Stephen King novel.
Dreamcatchers.
Yeah, Dreamcatchers. Love that movie. But like, you know how when the aliens were in there, like, he's like in his head and he's hiding in the library and he's got it locked, right? You know, like, I wonder, like, what does Homeboy look like in like the mind's eye, like when he's doing shit? Like, because like all we ever see is a Trill is like inside, right? Like, one day I want there to be like a fuck around, I'll even say it, a fuck around Lower Decks episode where I get to be the Trill. Like, consolidating information, and like the motherfucker is just like slammed downstairs with like conspiracy theories of shit. He's just trying to figure it the fuck out, right? Like, I want that.
Right. The meme of the guy who's got all the fucking, the wall behind him with all the strings going everywhere in it, and he's like,
yes, and that is Charlie from Always Sunny in Philadelphia, and you should watch.
I know
every
I should watch
that goddamn
show.
Season they have.
I don't know that one. You're right. I don't know that.
I think you're, the guy with the shoes, I was like, ah, this son of a bitch.
Anything else? Any final thoughts? Anything else that stuck out to you this episode that we didn't talk about?
No. No. I like how Tilly told Michael that like her basically sole goal is to figure out what happened to the black boxes. Like, now that you're not number one, I gave you, like, we've given you an order. Which leads me to believe, like, it belongs to, you know, the Federation and everything. But I think her and Homeboy are going to be doing a lot of, hey, what we used to do together. Let's go scavenge for black boxes and then solve any problem that comes along the way. But I think what's going to happen is Homeboy's going to buy into the Federation thing. Like, he's going to be her, not her joining him.
Right, right. Yeah. He's gonna. He may get an official outfit, official suit or something. But yeah, in fact, there's a promo
shot.
They're
gonna badge him up in some way, shape, or form. Yeah, right. Like, he may be like, I'm only here for the black boxes. I'm not wearing that shit. This cool ass fucking duster is what I wear. It is how I look. I am fucking stone cold killer like this. Badge me, homie. And they just kind of like Wild West thing, you know, like. Stick him on there. I'm like, all right, I can get down with that. Like, hey, look at you, Academy. Going, we can hire some contractors. Let's do this shit. All right, true goddamn government.
Exactly. Yeah, there's even, like you said, there's promo shots from next week where him and Michael are back in their like normal standard what they used to do garb. So they do go somewhere where she's not in uniform. So yeah,
yeah. But I like how Tilly told her basically, like, look.
Your job is this.
You've hurt me emotionally wanting this thing so bad that I'm going to give it to you, but we're going to do it with like some kind of tact now. Just not always you going behind everybody's fucking back, right?
Right, like, right. But like we said a few weeks ago, they're going to use her. She has experience they don't have, and they need to let her off. And she couldn't do that as number one. You can't do that as the number one.
No,
you're stuck on the ship.
Yeah, she needed to realize that. Yes, and this is where you get your whole like Trek's gonna get cooler. Like, this is all there is to it. And this is where you're getting like all the video game now is like all the fucking ships fighting and all that shit. Like, you guys are going to war, and all of the science nerds are about to be strapped the fuck up, dude. Like, it is gonna be absurd. Like, I'm gonna love it. Like, watching somebody bounce around and like juggle fucking calculus and like just drop people that are like, oh, you're a bad guy, cool, like fucking phaser 10, bitch, let's go. Like, that's gonna be sweet.
Even the promo for next week, Detmer is in some other vehicle with somebody we don't know saying we're about to do some shit that might get us killed. So she gets to do some fucking crazy flying in something. Yeah, so
I wonder if that'll be well, no, that blue dude, we know.
Oh, that is it that guy? Is it Tilly's husband, that character?
Yeah, because he was blue, right? Like, it was quick, but I thought it was him.
I thought, I knew it was an Andorian
sort. Yeah, I think it's going to be, like, kind of her...
him, Book, and Michael go.
Probably something in some way, shape, or form, and she's the pilot, but you're going to have that, I think her getting over her PTSD, like, with, you know, especially with Stamets' shit. Of like, well, you know, I fucking jump us around, and she's like, look, bitch, I landed it. Like, she's going to get up there and have to just do crazy ass things. And one, she calls it out already. But I think before we get to any of that, there may be a little like, you can do this, you know, kind of moment, right? Like, let's do it. And then just, fucking kills it.
I'm all about it. All right. Well, that's it for us this week. We will catch everybody next week for our review of episode 8. Until then, we will catch you on the flip side.
See you guys.